The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
How are the U.S.-China trade wars affecting companies with business in China? That's a good question, especially those REITs with properties there. In fact, one such REIT is EC Wool REIT. It is the first Chinese specialized logistics and e-commerce logistics REIT that was listed here in Singapore. This was back in July 2016. Now, it owns properties mainly used for e-commerce, supply chain management, and logistics. I have with me in the studio this morning, Goh Toh Sim, CEO, EC Wool REIT. Toh Sim, good morning and welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
It is an interesting world we live in today, huh?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Let's start off by talking about your portfolio. If you could walk us through it. I understand you have 7 China properties now. What cities are they in?
We have 7 properties in Riverport and specialized logistics and e-commerce logistics. They are both in Hangzhou, 6 in Hangzhou and 1 in Wuhan, which we just acquired last year. And the specialized logistic and the Riverport has been giving us, you know, very stable DPU, stable distribution, while, you know, the e-commerce logistics provide high growth for us in the future. So at the moment, our total asset size is at 1.54 billion Singapore dollars. And that we are going to acquire a new asset, which is our 8th asset. You know, we will soon complete this acquisition that will, you know, that's about more than 200 million Singapore dollars. So we are continue to grow in the e-commerce sector, which is what we have told our investors since IPO,
There are so many REITs that investors can choose from. What are the competitive advantages of EC Wool REIT?
Yeah, first of all, I think we have been giving out, you know, very attractive DPU.
Okay.
You know, since IPO every quarter, you know, annualized, we are talking of 8% a year. You know, so that's very high in the S-REITs market. Mm-hmm. And then we are in the high growth sector. You know, e-commerce in China has been growing at such a, you know, tremendous pace. So, you know, we will benefit from this growth.
That's really, a lot of people, they've already projected that this e-commerce sphere is really going to grow, I think, even beyond the next 10 years, maybe even more.
Yeah, especially in a country like China, you know, the growth rate is more than 30% a year. You know, you are talking of, there are still many areas, and they are very innovative in this. You know, there are different kind of platform that we serve, and then that they managed to cut down the delivery time by a few days to now is same day or the next day. So there's a lot happening in China. You know, just looking at last year, you know, the Singles' Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we are special because we have a sponsor that also operate an e-commerce operator. So they are our tenants as well. And this operator, last year, just Singles' Day alone, they deliver 5 million packages. Yeah. You know, can you imagine that? That sort of number,
I was just talking to someone yesterday about same-day deliveries in China. Sometimes it's within an hour you get your stuff.
That's right.
It is insane. But the ongoing U.S.-China trade tensions, it's obviously going to affect everyone. But how has it affected, or how does it affect EC Wool REIT?
Yeah, it's a good news that, you know, U.S. and China has resumed talk. But this notwithstanding, I think for us, we are focusing in domestic trade.
Okay.
You know, our Riverport only serve domestic business, and e-commerce is really very domestic kind of business. And actually, even, you know, with the trade, people tend to purchase, you know, with good value for money.
Okay.
And e-commerce really offer very good value for money. And wide choice, you know, tremendous choice to look for. You can buy almost anything in the e-commerce arena in China. You know, you can buy plants, you can buy food, you can buy all kinds of things here.
That is true. In the studio with me is Goh Toh Sim, the CEO of EC Wool REIT. Last year, EC Wool REIT made its first acquisition as a listed REIT. What can we expect for the rest of this year in terms of growth prospects?
We are looking at our 8th asset, you know, which is a very sizable, more than 200 million. And going forward, you know, we are working closely with our sponsor. You know, they have private fund that is more than 1 billion Singapore dollars to acquire assets in China and Southeast Asia, you know. So we are working closely with them. But that's not the only area that we grow. You know, we are also looking at third-party assets. And in terms of geographic area, I mean, our primary focus is still in China because everybody knows that China's e-commerce growth is really the highest in the world, you know. But other than that, we are also looking at opportunities in Southeast Asia, especially in Vietnam and Indonesia, where, you know, e-commerce is poised to grow in also a very rapid pace as well,
And since you mentioned that one, Vietnam, do you have a timeline for when you might be entering these markets?
Well, as we get into a new market, you know, there's a certain learning process, right? So we are working closely with the sponsor. The sponsor has, you know, started looking at various deals now in this country. So we are also, you know, working together with them. And then that, you know, on our side, we also look at that. But in terms of time frame, you know, acquisition projects, it's really very hard. You don't, you know, it's quite hard to predict, but we are looking at, you know, within the next 1-2 years.
Yeah, it helps that there have been a lot of reports of how Vietnam as an emerging economy is really ranking high up this list. So it definitely is worth taking a look at. Go To Sim, CEO of EC World Reach, in the studio with me. Let's bring it back to China. Just got a couple more questions for you, To Sim. S-chips have a bit of a stigma attached to them by some investors due to corporate governance concerns. For you, do you face any worries, or perhaps have you gone through any sort of like questions around this from investors? Because, you know, your business, most of it is China.
Yeah, we are quite aware of this, and, you know, we are very conscious about this point.
Yeah.
You know, the composition of our board, we have 4 independent directors out of 6. And, you know, only the chairman is Chinese. All of us are Singaporean.
Sure.
And our lead independent directors was press secretary for Mr. Goh Chok Tong, PM. So a very reputable person. And that, you know, one of our IDs were former bankers and so on. So the board stressed a lot in corporate governance. And even for the management, you know, none of us come from the sponsor.
Sure.
We are all professional people. And we take a very serious approach in terms of, you know, managing these REITs professionally and emphasize in corporate governance here.
Sure. So because Singaporeans, we're all a bit scared, like, a bit cautious. So at least you're bringing that culture there, right?
Right.
Do you see any signs or any concern about a potential economic slowdown in China? If yes, is there a plan to deal with it?
I think that's a very common question people ask, you know, but in China is huge. It's a huge country. Well, I think we sometimes tend to underestimate the ability of Chinese governments to handle such issues.
Yeah.
You know, in the past, we have seen, you know, over the last 20, 30 years, how China has grown and how Chinese government has been able to, you know, promote the economy. And
turn things
and
around.
In a downturn, you know, there will be a lot of measures to counter that. So I'm fully confident that, you know, China will continue to grow, and then that the resources at the Chinese government's disposal is very, very much here.
I like what you said earlier. We often underestimate the size and the resources that they have. I go to Sim, CEO of EC World Reach, in the studio with me this morning. To Sim, thank you so much for taking
the time. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.